Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G. Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. Today, I want to get into selling real estate at auction. Now, I'm not going to talk about foreclosed property, but about the normal residential, commercial, or land sale. Let's first look at the difference between a residential home for sale with a normal listing with a real estate broker and the same property for sale through an auction. What happens with a normal listing? The broker sticks a sign in your yard advertising his office and himself. The sign doesn't say anything about your property. The broker then goes back to his office and waits for the phone to ring. Now, I know not all brokers work this way, but this is the old style of selling when the market is good. A seller's market, so to speak. Hopefully, your broker's phone does ring, and he shows your house, and the people want to make an offer. A multi-page contract is then presented to you, and after some negotiation back and forth, a final selling price is agreed upon. You also have terms that the buyer wants that you have to agree upon out of necessity, sometimes, but eventually the contract is signed. Once the contract is signed, it is then an executed contract, meaning your house will definitely sell. Yeah, right. That's what you think. This contract has so many holes in it, it's a wonder anything ever gets sold. The buyer's bank wants an appraisal, and if it doesn't appraise for enough, the deal is dead. The buyer's bank wants an inspection, and if there's too much work to be done that you don't agree to pay for, the deal is dead. The underwriter might call the day before it's supposed to close and want a new appraisal or something else, and if they don't like the results, the deal is dead. In many states, the buyer has the option to back out if they feel they don't like the overall terms of the final loan agreement. They don't even have to give a reason or specify which terms they don't like, but again, the deal is dead. These are just a few of the things that can go wrong in a conventional listing and sale. This isn't even including easement issues, homeowner association issues, insurability issues, restrictions issues, and any issues with current renters or mold, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, you get the idea. Now, let's look at the same property using an auction. First, let's say that you list your property for sale with an auctioneer that is also a licensed real estate broker. The auctioneer may have a couple of signs they put in the yard. One sign does give information about their office, and the other sign has information about the details of the auction, and maybe even a description of the house, such as size and square footage, or whatever else that will help market the property. A good auctioneer or broker will almost always have a video of the home inside and out for prospective buyers to see on their website and other places on the internet. This eliminates a number of looky-loos that waste everyone's time. The auctioneer will have a specific time for an auction preview, with bidders packets going over the terms of the auction. I want to say that depending on how your real estate auction is structured, there are different times that your property will sell. Once the auction advertising starts, people will know that you're serious about selling and you may conceivably receive an offer the very next day. I saw a full price offer come in that way for a house that had been listed for almost a year. The buyer had seen the house, and they were waiting to make a decision, or for the price to come down. Secondly, of course, it can sell at the auction. And your property can also sell after the auction. I've seen many auctions with reserve, where there was a buyer that was there that loved the house, but didn't have their money lined up, and they made an offer within days after the auction. Let me quickly mention here about who's going to pay for all the advertising for the auction. In 99.99% of the cases, the seller will go over and agree to a marketing budget with the auctioneer, and the seller will be responsible for these expenses. I want to continue on and say something about these advertising expenses right here. The United States is one of the few countries in the world where traditionally a real estate broker is the one who pays to advertise your property for sale. In other parts of the world, sellers figure out the marketing expenses and pay all the advertising to sell property, even in a conventional listing. You never hear sellers gripe that a real estate broker isn't advertising enough because it's the seller that decides where and when to advertise in these other countries. Let me get back to the auction contracts. Now, where the real estate contract has places for the dates, for deadlines, for various objections, these deadlines will be set as the auction date, for example, meaning that if the bidders want an inspection, they have to do it before the auction. And if they don't like it, they just don't bid. So any of these issues that can and often do kill a real estate deal have to be taken care of to any bidder's satisfaction before they bid at the auction, period. Because the property, 9 times out of 10, is sold as is, where is, and it's final. If a buyer has to get a loan to be able to purchase, they have to do all those things I mentioned earlier before the day of the auction, because once the auctioneer says sold, the buyer is locked into the contract for cash to the seller. If they walk away, they will lose their earnest money. I have often had bidders bring their banker personally to the preview and discuss it with them on site. I've even seen bankers okay bidders to bid on a specific amount just by looking at a good quality video preview of a property. When and if a prospective bidder spends their time and money getting an inspection and an appraisal, they already have invested time and money in the property and subconsciously begin to take ownership. Once the bidding starts, they don't want to lose something they've already invested in. Sometimes, if it's a valuable property, the sellers will have an appraisal and inspections done at their expense to ease in the process. Now, I have seen and done auctions where the seller will finance. Usually this involves at least 10 to 20% down, and the payments are prorated out over 30 years with a balloon payment due in, say, 6 months. This gives the buyer 6 months to get his alternative financing from a bank. In rare instances, sellers will agree to this knowing that they may have to foreclose on the buyer if they don't get their financing. This just shows you that there are many ways to structure a real estate auction. Any professional auctioneer, especially if they are an accredited auctioneer in real estate through the National Auctioneers Association, will come up with 2 or 3 different plans to make your real estate auction successful. The main concern to any real estate seller is that they may not get enough money for their property at an auction. The misconception is that they have to take whatever is bid. This isn't necessarily true. There are 2 ways to offer real estate at auction. Absolute, meaning that whatever it brings, it still sells. Or with reserve. This is commonly stated that the winning bid is subject to seller acceptance. So it's finally auction day. Real estate auctions are either held in a rented hall or on site, or sometimes on the internet. For our purposes, we'll say that your auction is on site and it's been advertised that the real estate will close in 2 to 5 days, depending on your schedule. The bidding starts off with some of the local bottom feeders. They're the bidders who want to steal everything for a fraction of its value. But mixed in are the serious buyers, and the bidding goes up to what I will call market value. I say this because market value is whatever able and willing buyers will pay. So the auctioneer says sold, and the high bidder signs the contract and presents the earnest money, which I said is non-refundable if the property was offered at absolute auction. If you offered the property subject to seller acceptance, then the final bid price turns into an offer to purchase, which you, the seller, can accept, reject, or counter. I've seen sellers and bidders counter back and forth for weeks until a contract is finally executed. There's also the possibility that you may counter their offer and the buyers will walk away and get their earnest money back. I see this happening more in a buyer's market. And you will then be back where you started, except for one thing. You now have a good idea what the actual true market value is for your property. You may have thought that your house was worth a lot more money, or you might have paid a lot more for it when prices were high in a seller's market. I once saw a family auction two homes, and they accepted the final bid prices, even though they were about $5,000 apiece, below what they considered their absolute bottom dollar. When they were asked why they accepted the two offers, their answer was that there were more bidders at the auction that probably would have even looked at either house in a year if they were just listed for sale as a regular real estate listing. So they decided that the auctioneer had gotten every buyer in town that would be interested in either property to the auction on that day. What if your property has been listed for a long time with a real estate broker with no results and you're thinking about an auction? Can you do that? Well, usually you can. You'll need to find a professional auctioneer who has worked with other real estate brokers. The problem usually arises that most brokers don't like auctions because they don't understand them and things happen too fast. Now, your property has been out on the market for a long time and it might be stigmatized. Potential buyers are either thinking that there's something wrong with it or it's stuck in their head that you want too much money for it. Also, you will be lucky to even get close to what you've been asking, let alone get more. What? Often in auctions, when the hammer falls, sellers are surprised that properties bring as much as they do. Now, the main difference when dealing with auctioning land or commercial properties is that you end up with a lot more details to deal with. Things such as water rights, wells, grazing permits, commercial lease obligations you may have that may not transfer to the buyer, lease terms you currently have of income property, and so forth. There are too many things of this type to cover in the time we have today. These things and many others will all need to be spelled out to the satisfaction of any potential bidders, or you won't have much of a sale. Modern real estate auctioneers you met use many methods of selling, from the tried and true method of standing on the front porch to the use of timed or live internet auctions on high-end property. Auctioneers are not in the same category as the old-time real estate brokers. Auctioneers are first and foremost marketing experts. A professional auctioneer is highly adept at total modern marketing through the use of newspapers, radio, TV, mailouts, and the internet. They know a lot more than just how to sit and find a property on the local MLS. Auctioneers don't wait for things to happen, they make them happen. That's why real estate auctions have grown at a tremendous rate in the last few years. Sellers are finally realizing what auctioneers have known for years, that it always has been and continues to be the quickest and easiest way to sell anything when done properly. Thank you. I received an email from a gentleman about a weird real estate auction he went to that was advertised as a public auction, but it turned out to be sealed bidding, and then they called certain people to go into another room to determine the winning bid. He just couldn't understand what was going on. Well, this combination auction isn't really that uncommon. You might see it used more in large commercial auctions, but I am aware of its use with residential property also. It's a way to have only the serious buyers involved in the sale and get the most money you can for your seller. In the first round, everyone enters a sealed bid. After these bids are opened, and the top, say, four or five are invited into another room for round two, which is the live bidding portion. Round two starts with the highest sealed bid that was offered in round one and goes up from there. This technique is used quite effectively, as in order to qualify for the final live bidding, a person really has to step up to the plate with a decent sealed bid or they go home empty-handed. Thank you, and tune in next time to Auction Talk.
$2,000 bid, now $3,000, now $4,000, $35,000, now $4,000, $4,000, now $5,000, and he played out like a $5,000 back here, now $6,000, $5,000 bid, now $6,000, $55,000, now $6,000, yeah, $6,000 over here, now $6,000.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at HartG@CenturyTel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to HartG.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.